Track 7, Strategic Use of Self with Batterers. In the last track, we discussed law enforcement issues regarding domestic violence by looking at the landmark cases of Thurman and Watson. In this track, we will focus not on the victim, but on the batterer. We will discuss strategies for ensuring a therapist's physical safety when working with a battering client, as well as the burnout that results from a therapist's fear for safety. At what level have you felt that your safety was threatened while working with a battering client? How did you react to this feeling? Did you find it more difficult to maintain your emotional distance and perspective when you felt your safety was at risk? Did you do anything in the future to avoid a similar situation? Many therapists believe that when a batterer seeks treatment, he is genuinely looking for help, and harming his partner is not on his mind. However, as you well know, violence can get out of control. How do you structure your environment for safety before the threat of violence becomes dangerous? I found that I can strategically use my environment and self to ensure my personal safety when working with battering clients. Here's some basics you may be currently overlooking that could decrease your stress regarding concern for your safety. Strategic use of environment. As you are probably aware, the placement of furniture and people can prevent the escalation of danger in a therapeutic setting. Here's a checklist of 4 items for you. Environmental strategy number 1 is easy exit. Does your office design enable you an easy exit should you need it during treatment? This easy exit path to a door should never be blocked from you when you or your co-leader conduct an anger management group. Where is your chair positioned in relationship to the exit door? Do you need to reconsider the positioning of the chairs in your group? Environmental strategy number 2 is telephone access. Aside from an emergency escape path, a telephone within easy reach with an uncomplicated method for calling for help is also a great stress reliever for myself in creating personal safety. Once when co-leading an anger management group and a client starts to become agitated, I envision myself walking over to the phone and dialing 911 as a sort of safety valve for myself to relieve my stress, knowing that I have a course of action, so the visualization reduces my stress. To date, I nor my co-leader has had to resort to calling emergency, however. Environmental strategy number 3 is setting limits. Obviously, prior to a client outburst, rules are initially set that clients will not be allowed to attend a group if they are under the influence of alcohol and drugs. Also, rules regarding communication and acceptable group behavior is set. With clients being court-ordered and looking for a recommendation from myself and co-leader to the judge, this tends to act as an effective leverage tool for most clients. Environmental strategy number 4 is distance. A therapist can use the environment to ensure personal safety from a battering client by sitting far enough away so the client cannot reach the therapist without taking several steps. I have found a desk or a coffee table between the client and the therapist can serve as a barrier. Also, chairs set in a large circle serve the same purpose. Do you already use these 4 environmental strategies of easy access, telephone access, setting limits and distance to create a personal, safe environment when treating battering clients? Perhaps you can consider implementing a strategy we have overlooked during your next session. One or more of these environmental issues may be preying on your unconscious, creating stress, and adding to your burnout level. Now let's talk about strategic use of self. In addition to using environmental strategies, I've also found strategic use of self to be helpful in creating personal safety. I can diffuse the situation by telling the batterer how his expression of anger is making me feel. I stated to an angry battering client in a session, "The way you are expressing your anger makes it hard for me to understand you. Can you calm down? I want to understand you." As you can see in this example, I give honest feedback to show respect for the battering client and to make clear that I, as the therapist, have his best interest in mind. Question number 7. What are four environmental strategies that a therapist can use to ensure personal safety when working with a battering client? This CD has covered secondary traumatic stress, perceived inadequacies, the therapist's shield, client resistance, the therapist's trap of arrogance, the Thurman and Watson landmark cases, and strategies for safety. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. I wish you the best in your practice. Thank you.